Our beloved Kuan Yin speaks her heart to us all. We ask our mighty omnipresence to bless her, to so draw forth our intense love to her that it keeps the door open wide at all times for her cosmic authority and assistance to come to us in our outer use to more quickly hold dominion over the conditions in the physical world. Beloved ones of the light, I have come on a special mission to give you a blessing, or rather a secret, whereby you may draw forth the blessings that will delight you forever. And I trust this will give you a great sense of the wider freedom which we want you to have. You know, in the great central sun is the immortal love of all the universe. Now that may sound like so many words to you, but if you will enter in to connection with that great central sun, wherein the mighty I Am presence in its cosmic action ever floods forth its balancing powers of the sacred fire. If you enter with me deep within the flame of that great all-sustaining love of immortal perfection in the great central sun, then we shall learn things that have never been known on this earth before. And if you should care to know what those secrets are, you may, by conscious attention on the love of your own unfed flame, be taken into that immortal love in the great central sun and be taught its universal secrets. You may be taught its secret powers. You may be taught its secret knowledge. You may be given its immortal power in ways that you have never heard of, ways mankind have never known on this earth, ways that thus far have not been used in the outer activities of mankind. You do this, of course, through your own beloved I Am presence, or your call to that presence to take you deep, deep, deep into the immortal love of the great central sun. I'm there show you the great immortal secrets of those things that are nearest and dearest to your hearts. If you are interested in some particular activity which is your service in the outer in this lifetime, then did you understand how easily you could ask to be taken and command the outer self to go into the secret place of the Most High, the throne room of creation, in the heart of the central sun, and ask to be taught concerning your own activity, that which has never been drawn forth before, then you would as surely receive that knowledge clearly into the outer intellect and with the power to go forward and use it to produce the greater perfection and action of the great divine plan of whatever channel you choose as service. For instance, in music, you could ask to be taken to the great throne room of creation, wherein is the immortal authority to ever draw forth from within that great focus of the sacred fire the secrets of eternity. You could call forth the secrets of that immortal love that throughout creation has produced such beauty and power and perfection, of which mankind know not one thing. Who of you can tell me what takes place on the constellation of Arcturus? Who of mankind has any real, tangible knowledge of what actually occurs there? Who of mankind knows what takes place in the constellation of Orion? Who knows what takes place in that great group of stars which you call the Great Dipper, or even the Little Dipper? How little mankind know even of the Little Dipper. Well, tonight I trust I may reveal one secret of that great love, of which I am the guardian to the earth. And therefore, if you should choose to come with me to the throne room of creation and ask to be taught the immortal secrets of its sustaining love, and did you demand to know the secrets of forgiveness and divine compassion, I would be able to do some very wonderful things for you all. The outer may not wish too much to forgive. The outer may not be interested in my secrets of divine love and compassion, and usually it is not. But that has nothing to do with you. You aren't the outer. It just has you thinking so. But if you refuse to think like that, well, then you and I can take a journey to the throne room of the universe. And kneeling at the altar of the sacred fire, enter in to the secret heart of God's immortal love. And if you desire that and ask that it open its heart to you and reveal its secret powers of creation, reveal to you those secrets that can be used in this physical world to more quickly bring about perfection, and to more quickly enable you to express your mastery, love will not refuse you. Love will not deny you anything in the heart of creation. And that love contains what as yet you have never known existed. Because that love is ever renewing from within itself, ever revealing its immortal, ever expanding perfection. And since there is ever the new designs coming forth from within that perfection, you might just as well have some of those secrets in your outer use in the physical octave, as to try to delve into the knowledge mankind has had in the centuries past, and may I say, you will receive more mistakes than you will knowledge. But you won't receive any mistakes when you kneel at the altar of the sacred fire of God's immortal love in the throne room of creation. There, if you are interested in becoming the master presence of divine love and compassion, of forgiveness and healing, of illumination and mastery, I can show you some of the archives of love. And since I am certain authority in some legal channels, I might show you some of the secrets of cosmic law. If you are interested and you will call, I will attend you and under escort that love alone can give, may I welcome you to kneel at the great universal altar of creation. Did you know the secrets of forgiveness and divine love and compassion and mercy? Did you know what they could bring to you? You would not hold one hard feeling against individuals whose pathway you have crossed perhaps many times through the centuries, and sometimes momentums have been built that were not pleasant. Try from tonight to forgive and to forget all that has ever passed that did not welcome you into the heart of that love. Just forgive it, forget it, let it pass by. And as it passes by, ask the great cosmic violet consuming flame of immortal love to take that all into its heart. Purify, forgive it, and return it to the universal with your blessing of love. Because if you will free that energy, which has been qualified with human qualities, if you will free it by your use of the violet flame and return it qualified with immortal love and offer it to the ascended host for their direction, what you give back to life, my dear ones, that infinite life will give to you. So you can't be free, you can't be forgiven until you have forgiven first. Oh, this is no secret. You meet it every day in the commercial world. You do not get interest on your money till you put your money in the bank first, do you? Well, if you don't put this energy into the universal bank of love, how would you get any interest on it? This is one of the secrets of my work, my activity. If you knew how quickly you could free yourselves by forgiving everything that you have considered an injury or an injustice to you, if you could just loose it and let it go into the violet consuming flame, demanding that it be purified and qualified with immortal love and handed to the ascended host, what do you think would come back to you? Can you imagine? If you give that obedience to the cosmic law, would not the floodgates open to forgive your mistakes of the past? Would not your presence and the ascended host place your discordant energy in the violet consuming flame and qualify it with their immortal love and give it back to you? They surely would. You know, you've been told many times, it is more blessed to give than to receive, that it is human to err and it is divine to forgive. Well, the old human doesn't like to forgive. Do you know why? Because it's holding on to your energy, and it is but the self-preservation of the animal. It's determined to live longer on your life. And it might be well to inform you that I am just as determined it shall not. Thank you. Thank you, precious ones. Please be seated. The beloved Saint Germain told you that love may not be denied. The love that takes you to the heart of creation, the love that enables you to kneel to your beloved presence, the love that makes you love that presence, may not be denied. From that love comes up to your presence or to us. Even the angels in the central sun sing for joy. Mankind have become so bound by the impurity and the discord and the distress and limitation of the physical world that it has taken many centuries to even clear the way thus far for the beloved Saint Germain to accomplish what he has done in this release of the knowledge of the mighty I Am presence to you all. You do not realize the gigantic task that was his. You do not realize how many of the ascended hosts through the centuries have worked with each one of your life streams, hoping, hoping, hoping the light would be desirable enough to you to have you turn away from the human enough to let you see what freedom means. Long through the centuries have you misused the energy of life. But now, since the door of light to the mighty I Am presence has been opened, since you have called that into outer physical action for the freedom of your fellow man, your nation, and the world, that is what we have hoped and hoped and hoped to accomplish. And since the mighty Saint Germain has brought that thus far, and you have responded to his call, because of the love you have poured out thus far, is love opening another door to you, to secrets nobody on this earth can ever know except through this one door of love. The door of divine compassion and mercy, of healing and forgiveness, only opens, my dear ones, at the command of the beloved I Am presence and those great beings in the central sun who are the masters of all creation. Only when the song comes forth from the heart of perfection is the permission given for you to be bathed in that flame of immortal love. And what think you occurs to you when that flame of immortal love, which your presence and we call forth from the central sun to enfold itself about your outer self. What think you occurs? What think you is the effect in your life stream when that begins to act around the outer self? There begins to glow within you that which will eventually make the body self-luminous, even though you be unascended. The illumining of the flesh structure and its radiation into the atmosphere about you to make that luminous too comes alone from that immortal love at the heart of creation. And since your mighty Saint Germain said to you there was a secret place from which the illumination of the body comes forth, I trust as you ask or are interested in knowing the secrets of that immortal love, will you find the key to the illumining of the flesh body and the atmosphere wherever you go. Then may I assure you that your pathway ahead, illumined by that light, can be intensified. That light could be intensified at any moment into any intensity that was required to make you completely invisible and untouched by any destructive force, no matter how great it appeared to be. You see, I am very practical. After all, it's the law. I said I had something to do with legal activities. May I tell you, the divine law is my legal specialty. And that is the forgiveness and divine compassion and healing flame of the love on the altar of creation. Before that flame kneels every being in the universe. May you feel it tonight with the devotion you have never known and be clothed in its presence that becomes for you the mantle of mastery. It brings freedom and joy that the outer self has never touched before. This brings the freedom of immortality to the outer self until it knows the full power of its own God flame that came forth through its journey upon the earth by conscious choice and conscious command from the altar of creation. You have always been a part of that life. You always will be. There you abided in the great creative activities of systems of worlds. And when you chose to individualize as an individual flame in your journey through this world, when you left that altar and powerhouse of creation, you were sent forth clothed in the love of the beings who rule there. You came forth with their blessing. You were wrapped in their heart's flame. Therefore, I am returning you tonight to the conscious awareness of the blessings that have guarded you through the centuries and the secrets which you may now draw forth and use in outer action to more quickly perfect your own worlds and to make you the great son of that forgiving love that heals without question on the moment all that desires to be healed. That love is instantaneous and immortal in its action, and he who is wise enough to set it into dynamic action and let its force release in the physical octave begins to know what power really is. Then you become the secret powerhouse of God's immortal love. There isn't a thing on this earth that is equal to that. All the earth and everything upon it cannot equal that great power of forgiving love that remolds all that has become distorted and compels it, purified and returned to the service of love that is immortal, so never again could it be molded into human limitation. Therefore, you become the master presence and the freeing authority through the use of that immortal love wherever you abide. Then will the powers of nature bow before you, give you their secrets through love, because you have become its master flame. Were you every night, my dear ones, in all the devotion at your command, to ask your presence to take you there, that you might kneel before that flame until you drew its secrets into yourselves? Were you to form the habit of that every night, your outer self would automatically reveal to you the truth of my words tonight and unfold to you the power that is yours to wield. Then can you be trusted with the mightiest gifts of creation. Then you are past any danger of their misuse. It is a great privilege, a great protection, and an immortal opportunity to call forth perfection into outer action, and with the great love and forgiveness of boundless power in that flame, raise all to freedom. Then you will know what the mighty Saint Germain has done for you. Then you will know what it means to be the being of purity that he has become. Then will you know how happy you become when you enter in to beloved Godfrey's obedience. Then will you know what the feeding of the ascension is when you ask the Master Jesus to charge you with his feeding. In that immortal flame of cosmic love, there will abide no longer within you anything that refuses to forgive. Then will you find yourselves, by its very presence around you, being the great central sun magnet's attraction in the physical world, to draw to yourselves the perfection you require to fulfill the divine plan, drawing all life up closer into that great reality of the mighty I Am presence, and drawing from the heights of creation all the perfection of eternity to make you feel your oneness with that great, all-encompassing, immortal presence of the mighty I Am. Then will you know that universal power answers every call wherever you direct it forth. Then you, instead of being like a drop of water, separate from the ocean, you will have entered in to the universal ocean of power, and all that is there will surge to you for conscious command. Try to remember my words tonight, leaving the body at rest with the blessing of divine love and forgiveness, and divine compassion. compassion and healing flame. Go on the wings of love to the throne room of creation and kneel at the altar of the sacred fire of immortal love. Let it bathe the inner activities of your life streams with its boundless blessings, and ask your presence to make you remember its secrets and then bring them back into your outer use when you return to the body in the morning, and command that they come into outer action to serve you in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And by the secrets of that love will you know all things you will ever need to know. It is the wide open door to illumination. It is the power of everlasting peace. It is the instantaneous healing flame. And it is joy, unspeakable, indescribable, yet immortal and ever expanding, when you call the perfection of eternity to come into outer manifestation at your command. Love is there to fulfill your decree. Tonight, may it leave a peace with you. For as even I speak of it, does its blessing come forth to bless me and to bless you. Isn't that wonderful? The more we call to the greater beings of the universe to bring their blessing to the people of earth, as we desire blessing for you, they bless us too. Therefore, as you bless others, will we bless you. May that flame become so tangible in and around you that it becomes visible to the physical sight of all mankind, because it can be. It can be made so by your love and devotion and conscious command. And oh, beloved ones, enter in with us to that great gratitude to life. When the day is finished, thank the presence for the day that is done. Thank the presence for the night that is come. Thank the presence for the victories won. Thank the presence for those yet to come. Thank the presence for the great central sun. Thank the presence with whom you are one. And in its great divine love and forgiving flame of compassion to that which is still struggling in the distress of the human, be it sunshine presence, and let it penetrate all things. And as the sun dissolves a fog, wherever you move, you be the great immortal love of the sacred fire that dissolves hate and its shadows. Wherever you go, your part of the universe becomes luminous for eternity. May I be there to watch you when the first light breaks. You see it coming through the atomic structure of the body. You will never in all eternity know a greater thrill than that moment when you see it with the physical sight come through your flesh. Joy that is immortal is yours then. The beloved Lanto, I think I shall reveal something to you about him whom I love so greatly. In his experience along the path, desired very greatly to make the light in his heart come through his flesh. And he vowed if it ever got through, he would never allow it to be shut off again. And to this hour, that light, no matter where he is or what he's doing, that light is always shining from his heart, through his garments, fulfilling his vow. So can it be with you. With love and devotion, and the calling forth of the secrets of immortal love from the altar of the sacred fire in the throne room of creation, may you draw the ever unfolding secrets of eternity and all that love can give in its immortal, expanding, boundless creation. Ever hold for you that joy that makes the world. Go forth into the perfection that is its destiny. That is the love that keeps systems of worlds in their orbits. That is the love that sustains the beauties and the powers of nature. That is the love that releases the powers to the ascended masters that build those magnificent temples in the electronic belt around the physical sun, whose beauty is so indescribable. Powers that with a wave of their hands change that beauty from hour to hour or day to day as their activity requires in the outer, and the very beauty they bring forth produces a song throughout creation. Beauty and joy and music and boundless power in the great mastery of that love which comes alone from the altar of creation. May I escort you there tonight, those of you who remember to ask to come, for your request for love may not be denied. Therefore, if I've held you a little long, now it is that I may give you the instruction to come our way and let me give you greater joy. From tonight, I am sure you will love to forgive, you will love to heal, and you will automatically have divine compassion on that which knows not the way of love and all that abides within it. May you be the way showers of that love to the rest of life, wherever you move, all life. The life in the earth, the life in the powers of nature, the life in the plants, the life everywhere that confronts you wherever you go throughout the universe. And to that love and the flame which I am calling forth to enfold you, if you accept it and use it and remember it, to that flame of love, there is no obstruction anywhere in the entire universe. May it give you its unconditional freedom tonight, and its secrets bring you your complete release from the limitations of this world, and the mastery to which you reach bring you the full, unlimited daily association with the ascended masters, the cosmic beings, and the angelic host who, through love alone, render their service to the earth until naught else can ever again express here. You are the chosen of the light. May the boundless love of its everlasting perfection take you forward, and may you join me tonight in the heights of creation, and may you bring back the memory of the music you shall hear there. Thank you, precious ones, and just one more thing before I leave. While you are standing, will you accept all that my heart wants to give you? And may I thank you for your presence here tonight. For believe me, if there ever was a miracle on this earth, it is this many people here tonight, harmonized and blended as you are, abiding in this love in the midst of what is in the outer world. There never has been anything like this. Therefore, the secrets of the love to which you have turned your attention shall now come forth to serve you. And may more miracles like this occur everywhere until mankind have forgotten all but that immortal love and the joy of kneeling at the altar of creation as the great sacred fire ascends in its ever-expanding authority and power. May that become real and visible and tangible and known to all mankind until its love alone comes forth and holds perfection in full mastery and conscious, victorious command. May it be the only authority in your world as your love to your I Am presence goes forth, and may it lift you on the wings of its immortal perfection. Good night. Won't you be seated, please? Beloved Kuan Yin, the great beings in the Central Sun, all the precious ones who have assisted us this far, accept our hearts in the love and gratitude of all eternity for all you have given us through the centuries. Now may we become like you as soon as possible, and render that same service wherever we move in the universe, till the immortal love from the heart of creation glows all in its everlasting happiness. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all under this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we are absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with that limitless outpouring of such invincible, immortal love from the heart of creation that its inner secrets come forth to us and bring that freedom which serves our beloved Saint Germain in immortal joy. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us in everything that you know that love can give, and make us his boundless outpouring everywhere in this world. Thank you, beloved Daddy. Thank you, mighty Victory. Thank you, blessed Kuan Yin. And precious Daddy and the great divine director, mighty Saint Germain and blessed Jesus, and precious Nada, all the great ones who have assisted us through the centuries, now make us this love that the earth requires and that must take its dominion everywhere by conscious command. Make us its dazzling flame and compel its perfection everywhere. To the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kumaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, We ask thy enfolding flame to all under this radiation, seal us in the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim from the heart of creation. And do thou, beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand and meet the unfed flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world but not of it, and pouring into its distress whatever is necessary to turn all things into the immortal perfection of that great love at the altar of creation. May we move forward and blaze its flame everywhere for eternity. And may all who govern its blazing presence to the earth come close into the outer activities of mankind till all see them and cooperate with all they desire us to do. We thank thee. Thank you, precious ones. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have, and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence, the blessed Kuan Yin and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever will give the one mighty stroke of that world unfolding flame of the immortal love from the heart of creation until the very altar of its presence stands in this world and mankind return to God, that which has been given through the centuries and no longer a shadow dare appear. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those under this radiation. Keep it expanding worldwide victory to the annihilation of all war, all poverty, all impurity, all that is not that love at the heart of creation. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world to command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illumined, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all as soon as possible according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. To this end, do we move into outer action, eternally grateful for the privilege of carrying, defending, and expanding the light of God that cannot fail. And that light is the immortal love from the heart of creation. Now, as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the love at that altar of the sacred fire necessary to be brought into this world to compel the immortal freedom and its immortal authority to hold immortal perfection, to bless all with the ascension.